在家里。
For our meditation, will you turn to the Bible, to the book of Psalm, Psalm 11.
我想大家打翻开诗篇第十一篇。
Or turn on, as the case may be, if you have an iPhone. Turn to Psalm number 11.
请大家翻开诗篇第十一篇。
And we are going to read from verses 1 to 7.
我们来一起念第一到第七节。
Okay, this is the Psalm of David.
是大卫写的诗篇。
So I'm going to read in English because we have different versions, so we will not be able to read in unison. So I'm going to read it in the NIV.
牧师就用英文念出来。
In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked blend their bows, and they set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord on his heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth, his eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with passion. On the wicked he will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous, he loves justice. The upright will see his face. You know, one difficult part in sermon preparation is to decide on the title of the sermon.
当我准备这个讲道的时候，我觉得有点困难，就给什么这个讲到是什么一个主题呢？
See, the title must convey the central truth of the passage of scripture that you are reading.
这个主题要把这个真理的中心表达出来。
It must be understandable.
也可以容易的了解。
And it must be easy to remember.
然后呢，也要容易的记得。
In my study of the book of Psalm, Psalm 11, I have toying with different ideas as what I should use as a title.
当我在研究这个诗篇第十一篇的时候，我想有想过有不同的题目。
And finally, I come to the title, When You Are Tested.
然后呢，我就把这个主题是就是说，当你被试验的时候。
Because you see, as Christians, believers, okay, we believe that when difficulties or adversities come our way, they are never permanent. They will come, and then they will come as a test to us.
因为呢，我们当为基督徒的当为基督徒的时候，让我们遇到困难或者试探的时候，我们觉得这个只是暂时性的。
See, when you are in school, your teachers give you tests from time to time.
当你上学的时候老师要你考试。
And they give you a test for a reason.
老师要考你是有原因的。
And not to torture you, but to let you know where you are in your progress, in your study.
老师要你考试不是要你受苦，而是要你知道你现在学的情况是怎么样。
In a similar way, God gives us tests from time to time. Then let's find out where we are in our spiritual growth.
同样的，神有时候把我们试验，因为他要知道我们的成长是到哪里呢？
In fact, that is what the psalmist said in verse 5.
其实这个诗篇诗人跟我们在第五节那边说，
He said the Lord examines the righteous.
他说耶和华试验义人。
Now when the Bible in the Old Testament says righteous, it means the believers of God.
当圣经提到义人，义人的意思就是信主的人。
Now, so the Lord examined the righteous means the Lord examined the believers.
这里说耶和华试验义人，就是意思说他会试验相信他的人。
So when illness is before us, when we are beset with problems, when we become perplexed about the path in front of us, our future, our job, we consider it as a test from the Lord.
当我们 遇到困难的时候，我们或者有疾病临到我们的身上的时候，或者我们工作有什么不顺利的时候，我们要看的这个是神给我们的一个试验。
Now, Psalm was written by David, so we're going to look at how David, you know, deal with the test. When tests come his way, how he's going to deal with it.
这个诗篇是大卫写的，让我们来看看大卫怎么样处理这些，当他遇到试验的时候。
Now, we are not told under what circumstances David was in the, as he wrote this psalm.
我们是不晓得大卫在怎么样的情况之下写这个诗篇的。
Now, obviously, it came out of persecution and trials in the life of David.
但是我们知道，当时大卫是受到逼害跟考验。
And when we study the life of David, we know that he had gone through many persecution and trials and tribulations in his life.
当我们研究大卫的生平的时候，我们知道他是受过了很多不同的试验。
I think the first thing he will tell you is that trust not the counsel of the world. Do not trust the advice that the world gives to you.
第一点，大卫告诉我们不要听这个世界告诉我们的给我们的意见。
Because in verse 1 it says, In the Lord I trust. Do I trust?
第一节他说，我是投靠耶和华的。
Or the, in my version it says, In the Lord I take refuge.
在有些圣经就是说，我是在神找到我的避难所。
And so he said, How can you tell me, flee like a bird to the mountain?
所以你怎么跟我说，你要当像鸟飞往去你的山去吧？
You see, the birds are very sensitive animal.
这个鸟是一个很容易受伤的。
When there's either a tsunami or some tough times will come, they are very sensitive and they will fly to the mountains.
这个鸟遇到困难的时候，它们就很快就飞到别的地方。
So when we are facing difficult problems, the world is going to come and give you counsel, give you advice.
当我们遇到试炼的时候，遇到困难的时候，这个世界就马上来给我们一些的意见。
And this is what happened to David.
大卫也是同样的。
David was in such a corner that the situation was so hopeless that his advisor come and say, "You pack your bag and leave and just go away."
大卫的他在这个情况之下是很真的很困难的去到一个很困难的角落，很无望的情况。所以呢，他的这些朋友就跟他说：“你把你的行李收拾起来。”然后去跑吧。
So flee to the mountain. People have a tendency to flee to the mountain when things get tough.
往山去逃跑吧。
Now, sometimes psychologists will give you this advice.
有时候心理学家给我们这个意见。
They'll tell you that when you need, what you need to do is, you know, get away from your problems.
你要把你的，就是你要离远你的问题。
Flee from your present circumstances as a bird flee to the mountains.
你要离开你现在遇到的困难，好像一个小鸟这样远远的飞走。
So my friends, let me tell you, getting away from it all does not solve a problem.
但是亲爱的朋友，我跟你说，如果你只是远离或者逃走这些问题的时候，离开这些问题是不会可以解决这些问题的。
Now it is a good thing for the person to get away from the busy life of the city, the traffic and all that, and have a rest.
当然，当你遇到很大的困难的时候，很重要的就是我们找一些安静的地方来静下来。
But if you are trying to run away from your problems or from a situation that you ought to face, this is not good advice.
但是呢，如果你只是为了要脱离或者离远这些问题而不去处理它的时候，这是不是一个好的意见？
Now, secondly, they advise him to quit, to give up.
然后第二点呢，这个世界给我们的意见就是说啊，我们要放弃吧。
Not only did they advise him to run away, but they advised him to quit, to give up, or to throw in the towel.
这个世界给我们的是的这个意见呢，不单只叫我们要逃跑，而且要叫我们要放弃。
And this is what we can read from verses 2 and 3.
在第二跟第三节，我们看到。
He says, "Therefore, look, the wicked bend their arrows; they set their bend their bows; they set their arrows against a string to shoot from the shadow at the upright in the heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?"
第二节说，看了二人关注把剑打在弦上。要在黑暗中设着那心理正直的人若委外了一人还能做什么呢
So David's advisor went on to point out that there were people there out to get him.
这里的意思说 有些人真的要害他。
And David was aware of it.
大卫知道有人要害他。
Because in verse 2 it says, you know, when you found out thatYou know, should the, you are being used as a target, you see, target practice, you know that people are out there to get you.
他知道人很多的箭对着他要放那个箭。
So sometimes circumstances pile up and, to people in such an extent that there is no end to what is happening.
有时候我们遇到的困难跟这个试验真的很大，觉得好像没有希望了。
I read a testimony about a family.
我念到一个家庭的一个见证。
This lady, one day the husband came home and told his wife that he just got a pink slip. The pink slip means you are being laid off, you are being found redundant.
这位姊妹有一天，她丈夫回家。就跟他说，我刚刚被公司裁员了。
And in the routine checkup, the doctor found a lump in her breast.
然后呢，当他那个例行的检查的时候，医生发现他乳房有这个一个瘤肿块。
And the malignancy was in everybody's mind.
是觉得他的乳房就是有这个肿块，是不是一个恶性的？
They will have this fear that it's benignant, and so there was a surgery that followed, and it was found out it is benign and is being removed.
他们就害怕这个是一个癌症，然后就接着就去开手术，手术之后就觉得医生就说这个瘤肿是良性的。
Now great relief was theirs until one night the door knocked.And the police came and they told them the son was being arrested for drug possession.
然后因为这个就良心的，他们觉得很有安慰，就可以放松一下。直到有一天晚上，那个警察在他们门敲门，就说他的儿子被抓了，因为他儿子吃毒品。
There was one crisis after another.
这个家庭遇到一个危机，又一个危机。
There seems to be no end to their problems.
好像他们的遇到的这些的问题，好像没有尽头。
And things get tougher and tougher.
那个情况越来越困难。
And the pressure is so much that it's too difficult now to throw in the towel and give up.
他们遇到的压力的困难是越来越大，好像他们要放弃了。
So the advice said.The foundation was being destroyed.
所以呢，就说这个，当我们的这个根基被毁坏的时候。
Now, what does the foundation refer to in this psalm?
这个经节里面写到根基这是什么的根基呢
？We do not know.
我们不晓得。
Now, it could, to some scholars, it could refer to the foundation.Of the belief that the wicked will be punished and the righteous will be blessed.
这个禁忌有些圣经的学者他们认为是这个禁忌是说我们的相信就是恶人就被神审判或者
惩罚
义人呢就得到好的一个结果。
So it could refer to that belief, but that foundation was broken.
但是这个经济已经被毁坏了。
That means it is not always true that the righteous will be blessed and the wicked will be punished.
因为呢，我们不是看到常常是说一人就得到祝福，然后 恶人就被惩罚。
And because we see many characters in the Bible, they suffer. Most of Jesus' disciples will die a violent death.
因为不是每个义人都得到这个神的很祝福。我们看到耶稣十二个门徒很多的他们的死亡是非常的残忍的事。
And Paul was beheaded, and many great men of God in church history suffer hardship.
保罗是被砍头的，很多他的艺术的门徒都受了很多的苦。And
so at that moment, you know, the feeling is that the foundation was being destroyed.
所以当我们看到这样子的时候，我们觉得这个经济已经被毁坏了。So
when we see people who are dear and clear and near to us suffer great pain for a long period of time and eventually die, we tend to ask God, what is happening?
当我们看到我们好的弟兄姊妹或者我们爱的人，他们都受到很多的痛苦，经过很长的时间的痛苦的时候，我们就会问神，这究竟是什么一回事呢？
So we will say that the foundation was destroy.
我们就觉得我们信仰的经济好像已经被毁坏了。
So when we believe in that, what can we do?
那我们可以做些什么呢?
So the world will tell you that this is the time you quit, to give up your faith.
所以当这个时候，世界就会对你说，你应该放弃了，你要放弃你的信仰。
So what can the righteous do? Give up, quit?
那 我们基督徒是真的要放弃吗?
But David didn't follow the advice of the world.
但是大卫没有跟从这个世界给他的意见。He
did not flee to the mountain, nor did he quit and give up.
他没有逃到这个山去。 而且他也没有放弃。He
went another way. He took another path.
他选择另外一条路。And
the path he took was trust in the Lord.
他这选择的这另外一条路呢，这条路就是要信靠主。In
the Lord put I my trust.
他说，我依靠我的主。He
heard the counsel of his advisor. Now he's responding.
他听到世界对他的这个意见，然后他就回应。Did
the world tell him to flee to the mountain, but he is responding in this way?
世界跟他说你要往上去那里逃走，但是呢，他就这样子的反应。And
he said, "How can you tell me to flee to the mountain?"
他说你怎么可以对我说要往山上去走呢
？How can you tell me to quit?
你怎么可以叫我放弃呢?
You know very well that no matter what happened, I am going to trust in the Lord.
你要知道，无论有什么事情发生，我都要依靠我的主。
How can you say to me, what can the righteous do?
你怎么可以跟我说，这个义人可以做什么呢?
How can you tell me to give up?
你怎么可以叫我放弃呢?
You want to give up, you want to run away, you go ahead and do it. But as for me, in the Lord, put I my trust.
如果你要放弃的，你就放弃。但是对于我来说呢，我就要投靠我的主。
So what was David going to do? He said, "I'm going to trust in the Lord."
大卫说，我要投靠我的主。
What does it mean to trust in the Lord?
要投靠主是什么意思呢？
Now in the book of Psalm in the Old Testament, the trust in the Lord is the word is being translated in two ways.
这个诗篇里面这个要投靠这个字是可以翻译成两个不同的字。
The word trust means to take refuge.
这个投靠信任也可以是翻译成避难，找避难所。Now
refuge gives us the idea of taking cover.
这个避难所的意思就是给我们一个遮盖。
That means finding a safe place.
就是找到一个安全的地方。
That means find security in your life.
就是找到在我们生命上里面的一个安全感。
Now security is one of our basic needs.
安全是我们人的基本的需要。
There's a person by the name of Maxwell Maltz who wrote Psycho-Cybernetics. He estimates that 95% of the world populations are insecure. Their lack of security.
有一个心理学家，他的名字叫 Maxwell Maltz， 他估计到在社会里面大概有95%的人都没有安全感。
And I have no difficulty in believing that figure.
那我相信这个数字。
The only surprise is the other 5%.
这有一个觉得比较惊奇的事，就是这个5%的人。
And I will ask him, what are those 5% of people feeling?
这百分之五的人，他们没有觉得不安全吗？
Now, to me, it is 100%. All of us are insecure in one degree or another.
对我来说，我觉得是，其实在这个社会里面，我们100%的人都有这个觉得不安全感。
The only person who is totally secure is our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯有一个人，他是完全的有这个安全感，就是主耶稣基督。
So we are all insecure.
其实我们全部的人都是有这个不安全的感觉。
And let me give you three characteristics of insecurity.
让我给你有有三个不同的安全感的意识的特质。
Number one is aggressive behavior.
怎么知道一个人没有安全感呢？第一就是他的这个很
攻击性
的行为。
Number two is addictive behavior.
第二个呢就是他的上瘾的行为。
And number three is affect behavior.
第三个行为就是情感的行为。
The first one, aggressive behavior, There are two cardiologists, people who study the heart, the heart doctor.
第一点讲到这个攻击性的行为，有两个专家，他们是心脏病的专家，他们写了一本书。
And they have written one of the bestseller book. He said that type A personality, okay, and how it affects the heart.
他想这本书讲到这个A 型的人，他们的行为怎么样影响他们的性。
And they said that type A personality are people who are aggressive, impatient, and work dominated.
这个 A 型的人，这些人呢，就是有他们的行为是有很有攻击性的，不耐烦的，而且工作很占有这个很强的这个地位。
And they often have hidden anger.
通常他们就隐藏了很多愤怒在他们的心里面。
And they're excessively competitive.
他们也过度的有战争性。
They work and eat and drink too much and relax too little.
他们呢是个工作长，然后就吃很多，工作很多，喝很多，他们很少放松自己。
They usually have deep-seated insecurity.
这些人通常他们的心里面有一个很强的没有这个安全感。
And number two is the addictive behavior.
第二个行为呢，就是这个上瘾的行为。
Now, addiction is a physiological experience that results from a prior psychological experience called dependence.
这个上瘾的行为是一个心理上的那个经验，就是因为他们心理上有什么依靠一些什么的事情东西。
Now all of us find it relatively easy to develop dependence on something or some person, some people.
其实我们每一个人都有这一种的行为，因为我们就是依赖了一个某一些人或者某一些事情。
As we need more and more, and we develop a pattern called addiction.
当我们要依赖 一些事情或者一些东西、一些人的时候，我们就有这个上瘾的行为。
We couldn't cope with our situation, and we have to compensate, you know, in ways that eventually led to our destruction.
因为我们没有应付这我们遇到的这些情况，然后我们就就不断的偿补这些行为。
And that is to say, our coping mechanism is escape.
所以呢，我们怎么样应付那个情况呢？就是我们要逃避。
That means we depend on something to carry us.
意思就是说，我们依赖一些东西来把我们带去带起来。
And that something can be people, can be something.
这些东西依赖这些东西就可以是。依赖一些人呢，或者
，You can be addicted to drug, you can be addicted to alcohol, and you can be addicted to video game.
依赖一些人呢，或者依赖一些药品啊、毒品啊、酒啦、或者什么不好的行为。
Number three is affective behavior.
第三点就是一个就是感情的行为。
And another psychologist says that.Anxiety is a result of personal and collective insecurity.
他说到很多时候我们有这个挂虑或者着急其实这些也是我们个人或者团体的有这个不安全感的感觉。
And a Stanford University study on shyness made the startling discovery that 80% of our populationsregard ourselves as shy.
这个 Stanford 大学他们做了一个研究，他就说到其实80%的人都觉得自己很害羞。
Now people are self-conscious and strongly preoccupied with the reactions of others.
这个害羞的意思就是一些人我们自己的对自己的意识有很强的这个反应，觉得人家怎么样的反应，我们都觉得怎么说很
焦虑，
很焦虑。
So we are anxious about what people think of us.
因为我们常常都怕人家怎么看我们，人家怎么想我们。
One of the reasons for shyness is an inbred sense of insecurity.
其实这个主要的这个原因就是我们对自己有很大的。没有安全感。
We all belong to one of these three types.
其实我们每一个人都有一种的就是都没有安全感，其中的一类。
We are all insecure. Some people more than the others.
其实我们大家都是没有这个没有安全感，有些人更没有安全感。
We show our need for security in different ways.
我们要找到这个安全。用不同的方法来找。
Some people need a home situation, a retreat, where they can have their own place and do their own things.
我们怎么有些呢？找到他的安全感就是有一个很大的家。
Others need to be appreciated.
有些呢要人家去赞赏他。
And tell them how they are doing.
要赞叹他们要做得怎么好。
See, without that, they will fall apart.
如果没有这些赞赏呢，他们就觉得不行了。
Then we know even little children have the drag along their security blanket.
我们知道有些小孩子他们有他们安全感的一个毛巾。
And many business executives need a big office.
好像做到在公司做生意的，或者做到很高级的，在公司里面，他们需要一个很大的办公室。
Some people need a big house, expensively decorated.
他们有些呢需要一个很漂亮豪华的家非常漂亮的装饰品。
Now some people need a lot of sheepskin. Now sheepskin mean the diploma is being printed on sheepskin. That means they need to have lots of diploma.
有些人呢需要很多的文凭。
A certain pastor in this church needs a lot of sheepskin.
在这个教会某一个牧师有很多需要很多的文凭。
This pastor is not satisfied with one bachelor degree. He has two bachelor degree.
这个 这个牧师他不但只有一个学位，他有两个博士的学位。
He not only have one master, he has to have two master degrees.
不但只他有那个这个
硕士。
硕士的这个文凭，他有两个的硕士文凭。
And finally, he has to have a PhD degree.
然后呢，他要有这个
博士。
博士的文凭。
But after that, he cannot go anywhere. He cannot go any higher.
当他有这个博士的文凭的时候他不可以再走到更高了。
So we need to have lots of diploma on our wall.
那所以呢，我们有要在这个床上挂着我们很多很多的文凭函头。
We all suffer from the complex neurosis called insecurity.
我们大家都有这个，其实有这个遇到这个。没有安全感的这个感觉。
We no matter how successful we are in life, we are insecure one degree or another.
无论我们在我们的生命有多么的成功，其实在某一个这个程度上，我们都有这个没有安全感的感觉。
It's all right. Don't feel bad about it.
可以，没关系，我们大家都一样的，不要觉得这样子，你觉得不。难过。
We live in a world tainted with sin and we inherit the sinful nature.
我们住在这个世界上是充满了这个罪啊。
Adam and Eve, see, when they sinned, instantly they became insecure.
当亚当跟夏娃他们犯罪的时候，马上他们就觉得没有安全感。
And what did they do?
他们在做什么呢？
Immediately they went into hiding.
所以他们就马上就藏起来。
They discover their nakedness, their vulnerability.
他们隐藏起来，把他们的赤身裸体遮起来。
And they try to cover it up with leaves.
他们尝试用树叶来遮起来。
They become insecure. They cover it with leaves, just like we cover our insecurity with status symbols.
他们觉得没有这个安全感，他们用这个树叶。来遮盖，就是好像我们一样，我们用不同的方法来遮盖我们自己的没有的安全感。
In addition to security needs of this nature, we have real needs, the security in the area of our spirit.
其实不但只在我们生命上我们需要这个安全感，在我们的心灵上我们也需要这个安全感。
When it comes to coping with sickness of the soul, expensive cars,beautiful dreams, diploma on the walls are of no use.
当我们的心灵上受到这个有这个疾病的时候，无论你的房子有那么大，你的车子有那么的漂亮的车子，你有多么的钱，都没有办法可以医治这些的。
Because they bring no security.
因为这些没有办法带给你有安全感。
Status symbols brings no security.
就算你在社会上的这个这个地位那么高，都没有办法可以给你这个安全感，在心灵上的安全感。
Just like Adam and Eve made apron out of leaves.
就是好像亚当跟夏娃他们用这个树叶遮起来。
When the sun shines upon the leaves and it's going to get dry and the wind blow and it's going to be blown away.
当这个太阳会把这个树叶抽干，然后那个风会把这个树叶飞走。
So there has to be some place of refuge to which our tired soul can take rest.
所以呢，我们需要一个地方，让我们的我们的灵魂，我们很累的灵魂，可以找到这个避难所。
There has to be a God, a Lord.In whom we can take refuge.
要找到一位神，我们可以在他里面找到这个避难所。
And my friend, I can tell you, you can find this in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我可以跟你说，只有在主耶稣里面，才可以找到这个避难所。
Because Jesus said, "Come unto me, all that ye are labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest."
因为耶稣曾经说，你们担重担的人来到我这里，我就给你们安息。
And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "In the world you have tribulation, but in me, you can have peace."
耶稣说，在这个世界充满了罪恶，但是在我里面，你可以得到这个安全。
And so the first meaning of the word trust means refuge, to take refuge in the Lord.
所以呢，这个 依靠或者信靠主呢，意思也是说到你要在他里面找到这个避难。
Another word translated trust means to lean upon.
另外这个依靠这个字也可以翻译成就是说依靠。
Now some people criticize the church as weak, as people who are lame and who need crutches.
依靠这个是有些人就说哦，教会的批评教会的人，因为是我们很软弱，所以我们要依靠。Now
many years ago, when we were living in Tucson, I tried to fix the roof.
很多年前我住在Tucson的时候，我想整理我的这个屋顶。Now
the houses in Tucson, the roofs are quite flat. It's not like here, so at a very steep angle.
在Tucson的那个些房子，他们的我们的这个屋顶是很平的，不是像这里的屋顶是这样。Because
the Tucson is a semi-desert place. We have not very little rain and no snow in the winter.
那个是一个很好的地方，没有冬天也没有雪的。And
that's the reason why the roof is not steep. It's quite flat.
所以呢，这个屋顶是很平的。So
I was able to go up there and fix the roof.
所以呢，我自己可以上去 修理我那个屋顶。And
in the one time I fell from the roof and sprained my ankle.
有一次就不小心了，我就跌倒，然后就扭伤了我的脚。And
I went to see the doctor. X-ray was taken, and the doctor said there's nothing I can do for you.
那就去看医生，就照了那个 X 光，然后医生说我。 没有办法给你些什么药。
Because there's no bones broken, so you just go home, take aspirin, and then one thing you must do.
就说你的那个骨头没有破，所以呢，你回家吧，我只给你一些那个止痛药，但是你要做一件事。
You must buy a pair of crutches.
你要买一双的这个拐杖。
And so I bought a pair of crutches.
这样我就买了一双的拐杖。Now
the crutches are very useful.
这很有用。See,
because they allow me to walk with lesser pain.
那我因为用了这个拐杖之后，我就可以就是走来走去，没有那么痛。Do
not despise crutches, and they meet my need perfectly.
这个拐杖就帮了我的生活上很多，给我很大的需要。So
there are times in your life when we need to lean on something.
所以呢，有时候在我们的生命，我们需要依靠一些的事情。It
doesn't have to be a sprain in the ankle. It could be simply tired feet.
我们有时候在生命上遇到要依靠一些的东西，不是说当你要扭到脚的时候你才需要这个拐杖，有时候你的脚累的时候也可以需要这个拐杖。In
life, there are moments you have tired feet, you need to lean on something.
当在你生命这条路的时候，有时候你 你的脚真的觉得很累的时候，你就要依靠一些的东西来帮。
So yes, you can come to the Lord and lean on Him.
但在这个时候，你可以来到主耶稣那里依靠他。
So when you are tested,
所以呢，当你遇到这个试验的时候，
when adversity confronts you,
当这个疫情不断地来到你的面前，
when problem beset you,
当这个困扰的问题在你的面前的时候，
what do you do?
你可以做什么呢？
Trust not the counsel of the world.
不要听这个世界给你的意见。
Because they will tell you to run away, to escape.
因为这个世界要叫你跑走。
The world provides you a means to do that, drug, alcohol, even video game.
这个世界给你这些的意见，给你的。 提供你的就是一些毒品了，或者酒了，或者电视，或者玩这个电游戏，电的游戏。The
video games are not good.
这些电的游戏是不好的。
I often advise people against it.
很多时候我都教人家不要玩这些的游戏。
Because you can be addicted to it.
因为你很容易的上瘾。So
the world provide means of escape.
这个世界给我们一些的东西，让我们可以离开逃走。
Or sometimes they say there's no justice in this world.
有时候他们说, 这个世界没有公义的,
the foundations was being destroyed.
这个经济已经被毁坏了。
What can we do? Give up.
我们可以做是什么呢? 我们是放弃吗?
Trust not the counsel of the world.
不要信这个世界给你们的这个意见。
Take the way of David.
我们要从大卫的身上来学习。
He says, In the Lord put I my trust.
他说,我要依靠耶和华,我的主。
Take refuge in the Lord.
在主里面我找到这个, 避难所。
Lean on the everlasting arm of the Lord.
在依靠他的剑,永恒的剑。
But you may ask, can we put our trust in the Lord?
那你问我,我们可以真的信靠主吗?
And I said to you, yes, you can trust the Lord.
我的答案就是说,可以,你可以信靠主。
Why? Number one.
因为呢?
Because He's the Lord who reigns.
因为他是掌权这个世界的主。
And in verse 4, it said, the Lord is in His holy temple, the Lord is on His heavenly throne. He observed the sons of men, His eyes examined them.
第四节说到,因为耶和华在他的殿里, 圣殿里,耶和华在宝座的天上, 他的慧眼, 查看世人。
The Lord is on His heavenly throne.
主在他, 天上的这个, 宝座上。
He is on His heavenly throne. What does it mean? It means He reigns. It means He is in control. He is in charge.
意思是什么呢? 意思就是他是转, 掌权的。
He is the sovereign Lord. He knows all things.
他知道每一件事, 他转, 掌权我们的生命, 这个世界。
And He knows all that is going to happen to you.
他知道在你身上会发生什么事情, 他都知道。
There's nothing that would happen that is outside His permissive will.
没有一样是没有, 可以发生, 如果他没有愿不愿意的。
The reason why we feel so insecure is because we do not know everything.
为什么我们觉得没有这个安全感呢? 因为我们不知道, 我们很多事情都不知道。
We do not know our future.
我们不知道我们的将来。
We have no control of everything.
我们没有, 办法, 掌权一切。
But we can trust Him because He knows everything and He is in control of everything.
但是我们可以信靠他, 因为他掌权一切, 他也知道所有的一切。
Number two, He is the Lord who watches.
第二点就是说他是, 观看我们的。
Because in verse 4, it says, His eyes behold, His eye watches.
他的眼, 观看世人。
See, the Lord is watching over us.
主是看着我们的。
One night, a father was putting his son to bed.
有一个晚上,这个爸爸带他的小孩, 要他去睡觉了。After
the usual, I want a drink, a water.
很多时候这个儿子都我要喝一杯水。
And tell me another story.
给我讲多一个故事。
And so all that had been done, all the routine had been done.
全部的要做的事情都做了。
So the father was about to leave and turn off the light.
然后这个爸爸就, 要离开这个, 小孩, 房间了。
But the boy said, put the light on, Dad.
这个小孩, 就对他爸爸说, 你把灯打开吧。
And thinking this was a new method of stalling the time, the father said, No, go to bed.
然后他爸爸说, 不要了, 你要睡觉了。
The little boy began to cry, and so the light went on.
So, 这个小男孩就开始哭起来了, 然后他爸爸就把灯开了。
And so the tears dried immediately.
那个小男孩就不哭了。
And he said, I just wanted to see your face, Dad. Because then I know I can tell you love me.
然后这个小男孩说, 爸爸,我只是想看你的脸, 我看到我只是让你爱我。
This was not another delaying techniques.
不是说他要, 迟延睡觉的时间。
And this was a boy saying something very profound.
这是一个小男孩讲到一个, 一个, 事情。
The way we look at people or don't look at them often tell us about our attitude than what we say.
让我们的眼光怎么看一个人的时候，就讲到我们对这个人是不是有这个关心、这个爱心。
And I tell you, there's no time the Lord is not carefully, lovingly watching over His own.
这里就讲到，所以呢，我们知道我们的主是不断的看、观看我们。
The Bible says the Lord watches the Son of Man.
这里说的说到。主是不断的观看、监察看我们啊、就是这些信主的人。
Actually, I wanted Mrs. Chan to sing this song. His eyes is on the sparrow.
啊、其实我想啊、一位姊妹给我们唱一首歌。
我的太太。
哦哦啊，牧师的太太啊、唱一首歌。
But somehow we didn't get to it.
啊、但是我们没有啊、没有时间啊、来唱。
But we're going to sing it as a response song.
啊、但是我们可以啊、用来回应诗歌。
But I want to conclude this sermon by reading out the chorus of this song.
啊、但是我想把这个嗯讲到结束，就是讲用这个诗歌来啊、来啊、讲过我们的结论。
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
他的眼睛在这在啊、这个小麻雀啊、我知道他是啊、蒙顾我。
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
我唱因为我啊、得到自由，我没有忧愁。
His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
他既然看顾小麻雀，我知道他。是会蒙顾我。
And what great promise this is.
这是神给我们那么大的应许。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the sermon. We thank you for the message. And we pray that your spirit will continue to move in our hearts and touch us.